Psachim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. We started at Mishnah Aleph, the idea of Mokim Shenoagu. You have certain things which are not Asurim, objectively black and white. Like we said, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Malacha is Malacha. There's a Maisa Issa and doing Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed, we gave an example. Not so posh. What's a Malacha? What's not a Malacha? That's because there's no objective black and white. It's about what defines the day, which malacha being done will define the day. Ki'ilu, you're treating it like a Yom Chol. It could be that the Issa is Deraisa, and it could be that the malachas are defined by Chazal. Same thing is true. There's a day on the calendar which does not have an Issa malacha bitzura muchletes. It has a din that day is a semi-yomtiv. All of Klai Yisrael brings a carbon. Person on the day that he would bring a carbon to Mavur, place in Shas, for him it's a personal yomtiv. An example of that today is somebody who makes a bris. It's brought in the poiskim that for him it's a personal yomtiv. He's being makriv his son, kiv yochel, on the mizbeach. The milah is like a shchitas hakobonas. Because of that, for him the whole day l'chayra, even after a bris, the baal bris himself by mincha doesn't say tachnun. Maybe by shachas he doesn't say lam natzerech either, because for him it's a yomtiv. In any case, so we have a day which is a semi yomtiv. And because of that, there's a shaila in how much Issa Malacha defines it as such, how much Issa Malacha is necessary in order to create that atmosphere of being a Yom Tov. Therefore, there's Mokim Shenoagum. Mokim Shenoagum Lasseis, Mokim Shenoagum Loi Lasseis Malacha, Berev Pesach. Now we have another halacha, which is also Mekoimois, Minhagim, not an objective defined Maisa Issa. And let's give a Hagdama. One of the halachas in Shemitah, we're all familiar that there's an Issa Malacha to work the ground during Shemitah. We're also familiar that the peiros, the produce of the soil of Eretz Yisrael, that's Niskadish, B'Kedusha Shvi'is, the peiros, the Irokos, when they have Kedusha Shvi'is, are Hefker. A fallout of that is not only are they Hefker that anybody's allowed to take them, but even after you take them, you can't eat them indefinitely. L'chor, you pick some apples, Shemitah, Kedusha Shvi'is, take apples, you can put them away, and save them for 2 years from now. The Pasuk says, V'levhem techo v'lachai, this is the Pasuk of Pasha, so Emma, V'levhem techo v'lachai, asher ba'atzecho, tiyeh kol tfuah sol le'chol. The tfuah should be given to the behemoth to eat. What does that mean? You're not allowed to eat it? You are allowed to eat it. So what does that mean? Chazal darshan, kol zman shechayo echeles basodeh, the Pasuk says, while the thing is still there in the field for them to eat, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. That means that there's a zman, what's called b'loshon chazal, zman biur, like we have biur chametz, it's biur peiros shvi'is. When the complete crop is out of the field, that defines it as past the season of that fruit. Every fruit has a different end, depending on when, what the natural season is. You go to Eretz Yisrael, post Shemitah like this year, there's a whole calendar when each one, when each min, apples, oranges, grapes, v'chule, is considered post kolom and asoda. What happens with the peyer shvius after that zman biur is a subject of a major machlekes Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi over here, afenot. In the sugya, according to Rashi, it seems the peiros have to be destroyed. According to the Ramban, it seems the peiros don't have to be destroyed. It could be according to Ramban, it's only midrabbana, it's only an asmachta. But the Ramban brings a tzad, which seems to be according to the Rambam, that you're mafkir them, and that's the minik today. That's what's gepaskind in the Shulchan Aruch and Paiskim, that you take the peiros shvius outside. You mafkir it, they don't become asul achilu. You're not allowed to hold on to them. And after you mafkir, you're allowed to take it back. They'll say that the essence, this is a long shmuz, we're not learning shvius now, the essence of this din is not an isur achilu in peir shvius. The essence of this din is a din that if you're holding on to them past a certain time, even though they were hefker and you were zeicha them from the field of hefker, holding on to something when it's no longer found in the field is a form of saying, okay, they're mine. Peir shvius are not yours. Peir shvius are there for anybody. Even if you were the one who was zeich in it, you can't hold on to it past a certain point, because past that point, you're already asserting bailus, and Peir Shvi says, ki li kol aretz, it belongs to the Rabban Shlom. So, each shita kefi mashahu, but there is a zman bir, and like we said, the calendar for zmani bir is mavur in the ninth parak of Zecha Shviyas, and there's a halacha that's brought over there that he's going to bring over here in this context. Hamoylich Peir Shvi'es mimokim shekolu lemokim sheloi kolu. Person takes Peir Shvi'es from a place where it's kolu basoda and it's already the Shas beer. Lemokim sheloi kolu. He should be allowed to eat it in his new location. Oy mimokim sheloi kolu lemokim shekolu. He takes it from a place that he's allowed to eat it still to a place where it's already the Zman beer and he shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Chayev levar either way. You have chumris mokim ayotzi misham and chumris mokim shenichnas lisham. Similar to what we had before of Chumrei Mokoim L'Gabi Erev Pesach, we discussed also L'Gabi Yom Tov Sheni. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Oimrim lo yitzei v'havei l'cho afato. There's one pshat over here that Reb Yehuda is arguing on this shita, and he's holding that there's no such din as Mokim sheyotzi misham, Mokim shebo l'sham. What exactly the machloikis is, in the Yerushalmi it would seem to be meduik hazeshet melech shlom that is the machloikis. You have to take out the words oimrim loy. Rabbi Yehuda oimer tsev avelecho afato. You can also bring from another place, and if you come to this place where it's mutter, it'll be mutter. There's no chumis. You don't have to grab onto the chumis of both ways. Maybe if you hold like the shita that the iser after zman bi is only midrabbanon, so maybe they will make ubechia gavna. According to most of the Mefarshim, and this is the way it's in the Rav, the Machlokes over here is a Nikuda, which doesn't argue on what we just said. This is really Bekitza Nimritz, a Mishnah in Shvi'as Perek Tes Mishnah Hei, over there, where somebody has in one barrel, in one chavis, different types of vegetables. Picture three types of cucumbers from three different fields. One field, one cucumber field is outside Yerushalayim, one's outside Bnei Brak, and one is outside Tzvas. And each place, the Zman Shekolim and Asad, the Shas HaBiur, is a different time, and they're in the same barrel together. The fact that they're in the same barrel together, the Mishnah says over there, three shittas, it could be that the pickles that have the Kula Dika Zman Biur as later as possible will render the other two before the Zman Biur. One shita holds faket. The one that has the earlier Zman beer renders the other two after the Shas beer. And the third shita over there is each one. Kim Koyma, what exactly my clerk is this? Ayin Shom, we're not learning Shvias now. According to this pshat, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer is saying like this. Oimrim loy, we challenge him. Save Avel Chafat, go out to the field and see if those types of cucumbers are growing here. If they're not, then the ones that are in your barrel, you have to get rid of also. It's the Shas HaBir. Either other ones in the barrel that didn't yet reach the Zman beer, these ones are Mechuyvim beer. So it's like the Shita that holds. You have to get rid of each one, kifi its location. Mishneh Gimel. Here we have another halacha, which is totally in Minig. It's not exactly the same thing as the last two, which is a subjective issue. Here there's a shala, how much to be Machmir in a certain area of halacha. What's that? There's an Isser to sell a behema gasa, an animal that's capable of work, to a goy. Why is that? Gemara in Avodah Zarah says zechshash that if you're selling to a goy, if you do business selling cattle, selling big animals to a goy, you're also going to be mashal emaske. There's an issa deraisa interessant. There's an issa deraisa on the goy using the behema of the yid on Shabbos. Torah says, "Yinala du malacha ato bin chovitecho avdecho v'amotcho v'hemtecho v'gercho Hashem shorecho." So when the Torah says behemtecho, the Torah is telling you din deraisa called shvisas behema. Person's over on that is over on a mitzvah say of shvisas Shabbos. It's not a malacha if my animal does malacha. It's not a malacha b'Shabbos, but it is in this deraisa shvisas behemte. The case of the Gemara is mechamer. I have a behema schlepping a load for me through Rosh Hashanah. the behema makes an akirav anocha. Now, a behema, the marshal, plowing for me, if I plow with an animal, that's not just a shvizis Shabbos. There we're talking about malach derai, so that's considered that I'm doing the charisha with the animal as my tool. No difference if I dig a hole in the ground or if I push the animal to make the hole by dragging the plow. Mashenka, an animal schlepping, I'm not doing it, the animal schlepping. But from deswegen, it's an isidaraisa. So because of that, Chazal with Goyza, since Shema Yashul Ayaska, even though the guy is doing malacha, but it's not even the yid doing malacha with the animal, the guy is doing malacha, but it's a yiddish behema, it's also for the yid to do. Because of that, they took that a step further. They said it's also to sell behema gas to a guy. There were places that took that even a step further. And they were goyzer on a yid not selling even a behemah daka, which is not royal avoida. A behemah daka or to behemah gasa to sell, which shouldn't be a problem, or to sheilus chivus, where it's still the yid's animal. It's a gzeira al pi gzeira afil ochi chazal were goyzer. So mokum shenogu limka behemah daka la goy moichin. Mokum shenogu shaloy limka ein moichin. In places where they're noig, in places where they're not noig, they're not noig. Says the Mishnah, what we started with, that's for sure, that everybody holds that we're goyzer not selling behemah gasa, even though it's only a gzeira otu she'elos chira, everybody was goyzer. What are the cases? Agolim, siochim, we're talking about things, agolim are baby calves, they're not royal lavoida right now, but they will grow up into being workable, so therefore you're not going to sell them now, it's all part of the gzeira. Siyachim are mules. They're going to grow up into being donkeys, pack animals. Shleimin, animals that are physically healthy. Shvurin, animals that their legs are not capable of doing proper work. There's certain work that they can do. They could grind them. Kaimon, could hook them up to a mill. Rabbi Yehuda Mati b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda says the stomach says that you don't hook up an animal that's shvur. Pashtus, a behema that's shvura, is oimid l'shchita, you're allowed to sell them. Here's an interesting knage. Sus does work. But what's the sus's work? Sus are never hired to schlep plows and work and thresh. What do? They carry people. Carrying people is like chayim noises atzmai. So it's only midrabonon, a person riding on an animal, even the animal's not doing a proper ma'aseh melacha, he's not carrying the person is carrying himself. So because of that, since only the abonon, simel, the gzera of selling, ben b'zera was mate b'sus. Now what about we know that behemoths also carry carriages. So I don't know if that means that the behemoth, l'chor sus v'roich v'y roma v'yom, what about the chariots? What were the chariots, markevois parei v'cheloi, what were they hooked up to? They didn't drive on wheels. They didn't have transmissions. They drove with a horse. Why isn't that? Well, so you have to say that since the person's on the horse, then the person is really the ikar noise, and the chariot is only agav. So there's no melacha deraisa on the chariot. So also the gabi the behemah wouldn't be an issa b'amtecha, so they weren't geizah.